Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise, and then again you can be cold as ice.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Stevie on vocals and Lindsay on the strings. Those hot licks there. Thanks for hanging out with me, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And a new video. We have a new video posted right there on the homepage. I think you'll like. And all of our videos are anywhere from 1 minute to 3 minutes. And so check them out. And you can see more of them at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. While you're at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And we also publish the new video there. You'll get that first if you subscribe to our newsletter, plus all the other things that we have there, including the show schedule, which would have told you, if you are a subscriber, you already know that in this segment, our good friend Brad Huskin is here. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the planet. Brad, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've got five things that you help people, your customers with, to help them find and hire and keep good salespeople.
Yeah, and before we talk about those five things, I just wanted to mention again, just to reinforce that they've got to hire the right person, and you got to check their references. You got to interview them, do personality profile tests, do math tests, do reading tests, and just make sure that you don't make hiring mistakes.
Would you rather hire someone with experience and a proven sales track record, or would you rather hire somebody that you can train your own way?
I'd rather hire somebody I can train in my own way.
Yeah.
Simply because I talk to so many people that say they have 20 years of experience in sales, and I just find myself asking them, do you have 20 years of experience, or do you have 1 year of experience 20 times? And what's the answer most of the time?
Yeah, the second one.
1 year of experience 20 times. Mm-hmm. So I would rather hire somebody and mold them and shape them into what I want.
But that means, but then you're taking on a pretty big job, though, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's
you
got to perform, and that's where we implement these five benchmarks, which are number one, training and coaching. You have to train them, and you got to coach them, and you got to be there for them, you know, darn near 24/7 for the first 90 days or so. And it's no different than, you know, we're going into Super Bowl week here, coaching. They just don't play the game, show up on Sunday, mm-hmm. and hope things turn out to be okay, because they know that that's not the way things happen. Second thing, first benchmark is training and coaching. Second benchmark is they've got to have non-negotiable sales and customer service standards. And when I say non-negotiable, I mean non-negotiable sales and customer service standards, things that you won't allow anybody in your organization
to violate. These are clear expectations.
Very clear, written down expectations, talked about on hiring, and people know that if you violate these things, then you're not going to be around very
What long. Part of say thank you to the customer is unclear to you, right?
Yeah. When did we think it was okay to thank a customer by saying not a problem or
right.
here you go,
oh,
or enjoy?
Don't get me started. My audience is they're rolling their eyes. They're afraid you're gonna get me on one of my soapboxes. Yeah, in my opinion, if the customer says thank you first, you failed.
And when did it become acceptable to answer the telephone with just the name of the company?
Yeah.
Blasingame's.
Right.
Like, right. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
So we got to have these kinds of non-negotiable
mm-hmm.
things that the way customers are greeted, the way they're approached, the way they're thanked. The
do you think we have to
done.
Work harder these days to get this across to people?
There's no question about
than we did, you know, say 30 years ago? Do you think it's more difficult instill the concept of the customer is king as we move forward and each new generation comes along?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we could open up a whole can of worms there, but I think the kids are coming out of school and out of college today with some entitlement type of thing that they think they deserve this or think they deserve that, and they don't really know what graduating from the School of Hard Knocks is. And I think that yeah, that's one thing I love about sales, though, is that no matter what your education level, sales is one only industries where you can get into, and you can reach whatever level of success you want to reach if you just take responsibility for yourself and for your own knowledge and your own education.
Do you think? And then, do you think that one way to fix that is to put the people on some kind of a leveraged compensation plan, meaning part of their pay comes from their success?
This is America, my friend. You get, you do good, you get good.
Yeah.
And that's where sales,
you don't work, you don't eat,
they get good. Exactly. And that's where, you know, we used to be on the commission plan, you eat what you kill.
Yeah. 100%.
Yep. And, you know, you've heard the saying forever that knowledge is power, knowledge is power, knowledge is power. Well, I don't think so. I know a lot of very smart, broke people that don't use their God-given talents. And I think it's the use of knowledge
execution.
To get power. And that people don't know what they don't know, and I wouldn't fault them for not knowing what they don't know, but I would fault them for not trying to seek their knowledge and information.
Right.
Like your business owners that aren't instituting non-negotiable standards within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that improve the first and last impressions the customer has, because I don't care about Facebook or Twitter or any of this social media stuff. I do care about it, but the most powerful form of advertising out there is still one human being saying to another human being, you got to deal with that company.
Face-to-face is the original social media.
A referral, for crying out loud.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more powerful than
that. Is that one of your five points is getting referrals, your benchmark?
That's part of the non-negotiables, is they have to ask every customer for a referral or a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. Mm-hmm. Another one is they have to attempt to close every customer. I mean, I have trouble getting people to take my money today because nobody's asking me for it.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I've walked in wanting to buy and nobody would sell it to me.
Please take my money.
And I walk out. I go somewhere else. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Brad Huskin, IAStraining.com is his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.